Christian greetings, everyone, to this week's Truth Provided broadcast. This is Nicholas from Presence of God Ministry. Thank you once again for tuning in for an hour of prophetic facts. The website that carries what I'm about to share with you and much, much more is www.remnantofgod.org. I pray what I am about to share with you will become a blessing to you and your loved ones. I also pray you'll be able to share this with as many as possible. This week's broadcast, I was hoping to catch up on your emails, and I hope to do so before the end of the broadcast. However, first, I need to comment on more news regarding the London bombings. The obvious fakery of the police photos has generated quite a firestorm, both on and offline. It seems there is a lot more evidence, and it also seems there is another photo surfacing now to boot. Maybe an old one for all I know, but it's new to me. For those of you that missed last week's broadcast, I would like to recap a bit and share my findings regarding the infamous train station security cam picture. The photo popped up just 11 days after the bombings. I have a quick excerpt here I'd like to share from the article that appeared on many news magazines, both on and offline. And if you're listening to me in your home on either satellite, internet, or AM and FM, and have access to the internet at the same time, I implore you to go to my website. That's remnantofgod.org, and surf to the warnings section on the site and click the London link. I haven't given it a title yet, but it's going to say something about London. So just click the London link and scroll down to the first picture that you see, or just type in remnantofgod.org/London.htm and just put a capital L for London. The rest of it will be lowercase. Okay, right off, you see a picture of four men walking into a train station with backpacks and such, okay? And you know, and the photo looks fine. I mean, it looks perfectly normal. You know, it looks like a, you know, photo from a security cam. It's got, you know, low resolution. It's not the greatest picture in the world. And, you know, underneath the picture in the article, it says the bombers left to right are Hasib Hussein, Jermaine Lindsay, Mohammed Siddiqui Khan, and Shehzad Tanweer. And the photo was by the BBC. That's what it says. It says the photo was by the BBC. Headline reads, London bombers captured on a photo. And this is coming, of course, from, I believe this is the Sophia News Agency. I forgot to put that information in here when I redid this this area. But it came out on July 18th, 11 days after the actual bombings. And I was going to read you two small little excerpts from the article. The first one is British police Saturday night released a picture of the four London bombers being together as they set off on their deadly mission last week. So it says the British police are the one that released the photo. And then the next excerpt says a security camera captured a four men entering Luton Railway Station just outside of Luton at 7:21 local time on July 7th on the way to the capital. In a photograph, the four men were dressed casually and appeared relaxed with backpacks on their shoulders, which are thought to contain the bombs which tore through London's transport system, killing at least 55 people. And then on my London page, I have the original source link for the article as well as the original source link for the photo, okay, so just in case they remove the photo from the internet, just for those of you that think they're going to. And again, I would like to solicit anyone that's listening to this broadcast, if you have a copy of this picture in your local newspaper, please send it to this ministry. You can get my address on the Contact Us page or the Help This Ministry page or whatever on the website. If the corrupt officials ever decide to delete this picture from the internet, which I doubt, they won't be able to delete it from an already printed newspaper. So please, again, send it off to this ministry. And please don't email it, because I would rather have an actual physical copy. So, how was the photo doctored, you might ask, for those of you that are new to this actual information? If you look at the picture of the so-called terrorists entering the train station, it appears quite normal at first glance. Nothing seems to be amiss. However, if you look a little closer at the accused terrorist with the white hat in the back, you may be a bit surprised. Look very closely at him. He's the one that is about 4 or 5 feet in front of that rail fence that seems to encircle the area. Look even closer now at his left arm. Notice anything strange about it? The lower part of his left arm is still behind the fence. However, the upper part of his left arm, including his shoulder, is still 4 or 5 feet in front of the fence. And stranger still, which I didn't notice this last week, is the fact that his head appears to be behind the fence too. So the only part that's in front of the fence is his left shoulder, you know, the rest of, you know, his body from the left shoulder down to his elbow. Everything else is behind the fence. It's just strange how, in other words, the photo's fake. It's been doctored. Even a child can see that the photo was doctored. And for those of us that have dealt with graphics before, we realize that, you know, that particular image, the guy with the white cap, may have had a strange resolution problem that caused part of his left arm and part of his head and whatever else to actually stay behind the fence, whereas the rest of it popped forward. You know, from experience, I see this on almost a weekly basis when I do graphics for the website or whatever. Sometimes I'm copying, pasting from my Hemira graphics. I got millions of these photo pictures and stuff like that. And sometimes, you know, you'll get a lousy effect where part of it's in front of the previous graphic and the other part is in front of it. And so you gotta keep on knocking it back or bringing it forward to get the desired effect. But it seems they have an inexperienced man working in the London Police Department. However, that might not be the case, which I'll get into later. The obvious question has to be, why would they fake the photo? Well, could it be there were no real terrorists in London that day? I mean, whatever the reason, it has now become clear that the governing officials that actually did the bombings needed to fabricate a fall guy, or in this case, a group of them. Why do they do this? Well, one obvious reason has to be that fear moves the masses. We know this. If they can generate enough fear in the people, they can get them to agree to all sorts of strange laws designed to protect them, when, in fact, the laws are designed to corral them for later implementation of the mark of the beast. See, if you have eyes that see prophetic utterances or prophetic fulfillments in your day, which is the last days, you're going to see you know what you're looking at. Okay, the photos that were originally picked up by Citizens for Legitimate Governments, they stated the following on their website. I mean, this is the first place I saw it, with the actual, just the one photo that you saw in the Sofia News Agency, the one that was everybody's seen. Well, not everybody, but anyway. It said in the article, at first, almost everything looks fine, but look closer, look at the guy with the white hat, check out his left arm. The lower of the rails of the railing is in front of his left arm, where, of course, it shouldn't be. I'm no image specialist, but this looks ridiculous. I'd say it's a fake. The CLG, you know, the Citizens for Legitimate Government, has also inspected this image and found that the white-hatted man was apparently superimposed onto the photo. Not only is his arm behind a railing that is supposedly several feet behind him, but also, upon magnification in Photoshop, part of the bar actually goes into his head. Now, this is what I just found out recently, among other things. This was touch-up, they said, but the pixels of his head are unmistakably with the pixels from the railing. Now, notice, for those of you that are on my website right now that are, you know, listening along with the broadcast, and you scroll down underneath, you know, the article that I, you know, the excerpts that I read to you, and get past that big blue photo where it shows, you know, the red circles around his head and the red circles around his arm, you'll see a large gray picture underneath now, and then another one that's next to it that's kind of pixelated with all sorts of different effects, because the reason for that is it's just using a computer to enhance the images to wipe away all doubt, in other words, to let you see what's going on behind the scenes. And see, this is one of the problems with graphic art using computers. From experience, I've found, like, when I do my own original artwork, when you do some changes to the artwork, way down at the pixel level, I mean, one pixel at a time, if you don't go and you repair the pixels all surrounding and get them to match in line with everything, like if you did any kind of smearing or softening with the computer, all those pixels are going to fall in line perfectly. But if you go and change inside the smearing or the smoothing, well, you're going to mess up a lot of pixels way down at the pixel level. But it's really not noticeable with the naked eye unless you zoom in and let the computer repixelate. And that's what I have on this page on the website. You scroll down and you see the big gray photo. It's like embossing the photo, and you can see that rail goes right through the guy's head. It's picking up the pixels that were there beforehand and the ones that weren't doctored out. And then you look it to the right, you can actually see a 3D graphic that shows how it's extremely obvious that the pixels went through his head and his arm. The rail is in front of him, in other words. Okay, notice also that there is a noticeable outline in that gray image, like a black halo just above the so-called bomber's cap around his head. That's what I was talking about earlier. If you don't fix all the pixels, the ones around the area that you're doctoring are going to get messed up, and it's going to be very obvious. This indicates that the image has been clearly cut out and superimposed onto the original background that the police said in the Sofia News Agency article earlier was an actual photo from the train station's security camera. Notice the photos show clearly the pictures were doctored. The bar through the head especially proves this out. When enlarging and filtering with different colors, if you scroll down, for those of you that are on my website, scroll down, you'll see six more pictures, all, you know, in a big box, a big block of six. When enlarging the picture, zooming in just a little bit, just enough to where it doesn't knock, you know, where you can't understand what you're looking at, and filter the picture with different colors, as we see in that series of photos that you're scrolling up to, one can see that the pixelation and what's referred to as blooming much clearer in the photo. Blooming is nothing more than higher or brighter pixels bleeding across through to the darker ones, the darker colors. Some graphic artists liken that effect to pixel noise. All right. Now, is all this fakery the norm here? Well, for London, this appears to be the case. You know, it kind of reminds me of that, like with the Twin Towers, there were certain camera angles they would not release to the general public. I have some of those camera angles on my website where it actually shows those cattail explosions that are coming out of the Twin Towers as it's going down. Cattail explosions only come out of buildings that are being demolished. You know, like that looks like a cigar coming out of the side of a building made out of smoke or a cattail. Well, if you get I got a better camera angle on my 911 page in the prophecy section of the website. It's the September 11th page. And just look at that video. As the building's going down, you can't mistake those cattail explosions coming out of there. See, with the USA, they're not so much into fakery. They're more into not letting us see everything. However, with London, they're going overboard here. Not too long ago, London newspapers, both on and offline, released another photo of what they referred to as Hackney Road, Shoreditch, Scotland Yard bomber on what appears to be a bus or something. It looks like he's on a bus. And now notice, if you will, yet another obvious fakery of the British police. This is that new photo that I was talking about. Now, this could be old. I didn't investigate how old it is. I don't care. All I know is that they're saying that this is a bomber of some sort, and they're saying that the police released the photo and whatnot. So, but anyway, take a look at this photo. If you're on my website, scroll down. You'll see another photo under that stack of six. You know, get past all my words and stuff, and you'll see this big photo. Now, it looks like some guy getting ready to walk off a bus. His left arm's kind of like bent a little bit. You know, you can see the sunlight beaming in behind him and all those windows on the bus. All right? Take a look at his hat. Okay, now also notice the rightmost edge of his ear, the only ear that you see, okay, as well as all the way down his arm. Notice anything strange about that? I mean, look closely. You'll see that his white hat, which is in front of an extremely bright white background thanks to the daylight streaming into the bus window. Ordinarily, the lighter colors would blend together and wash out, as you see in that the seat railing there behind his left arm. But look at the seat railing. You know, like the chrome rail that's above the seat on that. Well, it's not chrome. It looks like it's painted on the left side, but it's a lighter color. What happens when the sunlight hits it? It gets washed out. You see no outline of that seat rail there. But look at his hat. Look at the guy's hat. Look at that black outline on the side of his hat that's in front of the window. Okay? It's got a black border. Now look at his ear. Better yet, scroll down a little bit more on my website. I zoomed into that section on his head, and I put a red circle around the hat and the ear and the shoulder. Do you see something strange there? Why isn't the sunlight melding with the man's hat? Look at his ear. That is ridiculous. I mean, that is overwhelmingly telling us they faked the photo and they don't care we know it, because they didn't even try hard. So, why all the obvious, you know, doctored photos? At first glance, one would think they have a 12-year-old running the graphics department in the London police. You know, and my thoughts earlier were, they're going to get caught, you know. Someone's going to slap their wrist and, you know, a big old snafu. But I started to sit back and realize something here. After realizing almost 2 months have gone by and these photos are still online, so this is the main reason I'm bringing this up again in this broadcast. Okay, I don't need to educate anybody about these photos being fake. We all know they're fake. I just wanted to lay the groundwork to let you realize they are fake. And they know they're fake, I think. I don't think they care that, well, I know they know they're fake. What I'm saying is, I don't think they care that we know. I mean, come on, after 2 months almost. This one here with the guy in the bus has to be longer than 2 months. I don't know how long ago he had his little situation, but all I'm saying is 2 months later, these photos are still on the internet. And the police and governing officials aren't pulling them off. They're not saying, oh, we messed up here or we messed up there. I believe the police and the governing officials are boldly proclaiming that they have assumed control and there's nothing we can do about it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're shouting this to all the people of the world, because, you know, most will agree that the grand majority of the people on this planet don't care either way or don't even bother to investigate, you know, things like this. They just go along with whatever the government spews out and, you know, trusts them. Truth is, the corrupt officials know that they can get away with this or any other bold-faced lie without a problem because of widespread complacency or dumbing down of America or whatever country you're living in, or the dreaded couch potato syndrome. They even know that they can and have been actually proven to be bold-faced liars without as much as a slap on the wrist. Case in point, how many of us have the grand lack of gray matter necessary to cultivate the belief that a 143-foot long, 125-foot wide, and 30-foot high 767 created a 16-foot hole in the Pentagon, yet left no wreckage or carnage, no dead bodies anywhere, or even so much as left a dent in the ever-present and pristine front lawn of the Pentagon? Why is it the Pentagon, the most secure building on Earth, that is literally drenched with security cams head to toe, has never released a single pixel of any photo proving a 767 did that damage? Now you understand why they had that big old blue tarp covering up that cruise missile. What's worse is the media keeps pumping this obvious lie and no one is doing anything about it. Well, that's not altogether true. There are some of us that do alert the people as best we can, but since the mainstream media won't allow us to speak on their TV stations or place flyers on any cars or, you know, without local government approval, or even be allowed to call into a live radio program without being censored out, we have to resort to websites or shortwave radio or even satellite as well as internet radio to warn the masses. You know, praise the Lord, there are still a few small AM and FM radio stations, too, that allow such truths as this to be shared with their listeners. It is before these people, the ones that are speaking out, that the government is flaunting the lie of 9/11 as well as July 7th. They know the majority fall for their idiocy. So it is only those of us that know the truth that they seek to anger or upset or even frighten if they could. I mean, think about it. Big government leaders know full well there are over 6 billion people on the planet. They also know that only a fraction of them have enough guts to speak out. It is also common knowledge among these corrupt officials that our ability to speak is greatly limited to, you know, due to the media blackouts or blatant refusal of any media outlet to allow the truth to be shared with millions. You know, years ago you would hear of a reporter being threatened, and yes, many times you heard of them being murdered after they were found digging into illegal government activities and, you know, in the hopes of making life a little safer for everybody by removing the corrupt officials from office. I mean, if you ever did any research into how many people were killed by the Clintons, you know, go to my website and my, I think it's National Pride page. I have a link that jumps out, and the guy's got photos and everything on that website showing everything that Clinton was involved in. Some people were claimed, the autopsy report says it was a suicide, even though the guy's got bullet holes in the back of his head. You know? But no longer do you see this happening. No longer do you see people being, you know, threatened or murdered, you know, reporters net. Either they have all been threatened and or murdered off already, or the methods by which the schools that teach these reporters have been instructed in what is allowed on the air and what's not going to be allowed on the air. You know, sadly, it all falls back down to money, being the god of choice in the world. No longer do people have any absolute authority in God. I mean, think about it. They are more fearful at losing their money and creature comforts than they are at falling into the hands of a wrathful God. And when they slip up in reporting something they shouldn't have, as we saw back in Oklahoma when the cameraman zoomed in on that second bomb in the building, that newscast was never to be found again after that day. I know. I was watching CNN, you know, that 22 minutes around the world thing back then. I was watching CNN the very moment that camera zoomed in. I saw the bomb taped or wrapped or something on the girder, and I also saw all the people that moments earlier, you know, that were, you know, running into the rubble to help the people out, were now running out of the rubble yelling about some bomb they all saw. And then 22 minutes, you know, it's a 22 minutes around the world kind of a thing. 22 minutes when they came back to do that broadcast again about Oklahoma, you never saw that again. It was gone. You never, ever saw that again. For years, people thought I was nuts, saying, oh, yeah, okay, sure, you saw that bomb. Then I found out recently, maybe a couple of years ago, there is someone on the Internet that happened to be tape recording the broadcast that day, and he's got a link on his website somewhere. Don't ask me where it's at because I forget now, but there is. If you look for it, you'll find it on the Internet. Just Google it, and you'll find there is evidence. There's that video that shows that second bomb. So why wasn't it allowed air to, you know, the second time? Or when it came around, you know, the 22-minute thing? Well, a second bomb taped inside the building proved it to be an inside job. I mean, I guess that blunt reality was far too much for them to spin doctor. I guess the fact the explosion left evidence it wasn't done by a truck parked out front didn't matter. Or the fact that all the higher officials that worked in the building for some reason had that day off, so they didn't get hurt. I guess those little facts are easy to hide, but a video of a bomb taped to a girder and hundreds of witnesses shouting about it is far too much for them to spin doctor, so they just snipped it out. Another more plausible slant on this, of course, is the prophetic fulfillment being realized in all of this. The mark of the beast in Rome is to be enforced whether we as a people choose to believe it or not. Revelation 13:15 states, unjust laws must be legislated and enforced to bring that to fruition. They can't enforce the mark of the beast while the people have freedom to walk on any train, plane, or bus, and eventually their own family cars. Problem is, the people of the world don't particularly like the idea of being controlled or boxed in like sardines. They would protest any and all attempts of the government to control them and lock them down. However, if you blast a train or a bus or a plane and yell terrorist, then you have all sorts of people begging for stricter laws on every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth. Let's look at the facts here for a minute. We know the officials are corrupt. We know they're lying about 9/11. July 7th, and a host of other atrocities. Since we know they are lying, and they don't really need all these laws on men to help protect against terrorists, why are they pushing forward on this? Is it a Hollywood movie-type scenario where we see a mad scientist hell-bent on ruling the world? Seriously, think about this at least for one moment. Let's forget all about our religious boundaries here for a minute, too. It no longer matters if you're a Christian, a Buddhist, a Zoroastrian nun, or even a Muslim. We're all in this together as human beings, seeing how all the facts are undeniable and we know their reasons for controlling the masses are all lies, then only one plausible answer is that the Christian prophecy regarding the mark of the beast must be what's going on here. The mark of the beast is the only thing that makes any sense now. They aren't corralling the masses for security because we know it's a farce. They aren't corralling them for anything else but to enforce the mark of the beast. They aren't securing the borders and asking for global IDs because of terrorists, because we already have proof they are the terrorists. Only the Christian Bible, which with its proven 100% accurate prophecy, is the one to trust now. And that, my friends, is also why you see the Bible becoming hate speech in some nations. Christians that understand prophecy know this full well. We also know that this is one of the main reasons the powers that be are keeping those doctored photos online. They want those of us that know about their actions to see these photos. It's quietly saying to all those that would speak out or those that understand prophecy that they know, we know, they're doing it. And at the same time, they are shouting boldly that they think we can do nothing about it simply because they control the media as well as the military. There is, however, one major flaw in their assumptions. There is one that can and will do something about it very soon. His name is Jesus Christ. When he returns, he'll be stopping them dead in their tracks. By the way, there is one that can be compared to a mad scientist right here on earth. He seeks to rule the world and even demands worship of every man, woman, and child as did Pharaoh and Caesar in his day. First, I'm going to read you Isaiah 14, verses 12 to 14. It says, "How thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how thou art cut down to the ground." And if you research that word ground, it means earth. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High." Everything Satan wanted to do in heaven was cut short, so now his grand desire is on earth. With Isaiah's comments still in mind in Scripture, listen to these quotes from the Roman Catholic popes. It says, "We hold upon this earth the place of God Almighty. We define, declare, assert that it is absolutely necessary to salvation that every human creature be subject to the Roman pontiff. Union of minds, therefore, requires complete submission to the will of the Church and to the pontificate God himself." Ellen White said so long ago in her book, The Great Controversy Between Christ and Satan, on page 566, she said the Roman Church is far-reaching in her plans and modes of operation. She is employing every device to extend her influence and increase her power in preparation for a fierce and determined conflict to regain control of the world, to reestablish persecution, and to undo all that Protestantism has done. Stick around. We'll be back in a few minutes.